Will you accept this rose?
I think we got it.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
Hello. Welcome to Bachelorgation.
Welcome to Bachelorgation. Welcome back. It's been a minute since we've all met here.
It does feel exciting now that we're recording.
Yeah.
We're back.
It definitely does. We're back. When I was on Instagram yesterday, I was like, wow, I forgot that I make a podcast.
Yeah, I literally forgot.
Let me Google how to do that again. I've forgotten how.
Here we are.
If you are new here, my name is Tony.
I'm Ingrid.
And we're Bachelorgation.
Yeah.
Woo! We basically just watch The Bachelor and discuss because we find it all very interesting.
We really do.
Sometimes. Sometimes we just find it boring and mundane.
But either way, we show up weekly.
Right. Because we have a lot to dissect. Either way. And if you don't already follow us on Instagram, follow us at Bachelorgation. Subscribe. We're on iTunes. We're on Spotify. I'm sure we're on some other apps that I've never heard of. But yeah, anyway, let's get into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the discussion because Ingrid is looking at me.
Okay, Tony's going
to... Explain yourself.
Hands up. Tony's going to lead the discussion because I could barely get through the 3 hours of TV that we were obligated to watch. And I was just staring at my cat. We were both then staring at the TV. And I just found none of it interesting, honestly. And I know that I'll get more engaged next week. But Tony made flashcards. Honestly, I just want you to know this is a labor of love.
I made flashcards. I cut the flashcards in half so that I could be more efficient with my use of them.
I wish y'all could see them because they're really, really pretty. Like, it's some big Virgo energy happening right now.
They're really not that pretty, but okay, I'll take it. Basically, I always watch and I'm like, I'm going to be so focused. And then whenever we start recording, I forget any sort of concept of time and when things happen.
Right.
So I'm just trying to be a little more focused on my day off, okay?
Okay. Focus, precision.
Okay, so.
Card number one.
Thoughts about Peter Weber.
Thoughts.
Yeah. What do you think about him so far?
I think he's a big slut.
My God, he is.
I was shocked by it. He's a Leo, right?
Yeah. So, he loves the attention.
He does. And you can see it in his eyes.
Yeah. And it's funny because whenever he was on Hannah's season and he was just a competitor, he was very low key, very in the back.
Almost a little reserved.
Reserved, which I feel like I relate to as a Leo as well. But when you're in a position of power, it's different.
Yeah, when Leo is true king.
Yeah, whenever he has all these women around him, he loves it. So it's funny because I'm excited to see him not be as shy, maybe.
Yeah, and I think I'm excited about his sluttiness because I think it's going to make a way more dramatic season if he's being making out and being intimate with, that's going to cause a lot more drama.
I agree. And I feel like Leos are very good at making people feel really wanted. Whenever I give someone one-on-one attention.
Yes. I've dated a Leo.
There's a magnetism to him that an Aquarius Colton maybe didn't have.
No, you can tell he makes the women feel like they're the only person in the room. And
I
have the strongest connection with Pilot Pete. So,
ooh, I'm excited. I'm hopeful. I can't imagine it'll be any less exciting than Colton's dull ass season. I'm so excited.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I'm not Peter, but it's definitely going to be better than the scraps that we got before.
For sure. I feel like I made a flashcard for entrances, but I don't even feel like we need to go over them because, the entrances at this point, I'm always, bored by. I feel like everyone tries to be gimmicky,
yeah.
And I don't know. Did you notice any that you liked?
No, and none of the women really stood out to me. I wasn't like, oh, I'm going to watch out for her. Like,
right. I agree. I think I liked Tammy's introduction. Like, she stood out to me as a person.
Which one's Tammy?
Tammy's the one that, like, owns her own real estate company.
Yeah, her
and,
intro
like,
was
you
great.
Know. Yeah, like, she seems like she'll be really fun to watch. But, yeah, I agree. I'm always, like, the entrances. I'm like, I'm going to have a hard time keeping you apart from this other one that just went. Like,
you're all wearing the same evening dress.
How many Victorias are there? Like, So, somebody came out of a suitcase, which was exciting, I guess.
Yeah, I am loving the flying as a theme.
Yes, the aerospace references, the pilot jokes. Yes, I think they did like a bait and switch. Like they like gave us the windmill and was like, "You're gonna hate the windmill references, so like we can get away with the airplane ones." Because I'm not bothered by them at all.
No, I'm into it.
I think they're like kind of still fun. We'll see how long that lasts for me, but okay. So, the woman who got the first impression rose. I think we should talk about that.
Yes.
Hannah Ann. What do we think of Hannah Ann? She's like the model of the season, you know, All-American Girl. She kind of reminds me of Hannah G a little bit, almost.
Was she the one who... Look, I'm revealing how much I didn't care. Is she the one who...
I have a leg up on you because I watched that, the Chris Harrison, like, introducing the girls.
Oh.
So that's why
I'm like, how do you know their names?
Just picturing me up till, like, 5 in the morning, like, researching everyone.
Is she the
not
one...
that I busted.
Who, like, pulled him aside after she'd already seen him a few times?
Yeah.
She kissed him, and then she was, like, weirdly polite when the girl pulled her aside.
Yeah.
To be...
Yeah, she was the one that, and they, like, talked about her, like, she talked about her family and how close she was with her family.
Right,
yes. She was like, I love this so much, I'm obsessed with family, too.
Got it. I'm obsessed with marriage, too. My parents were in a strong, loving relationship as well. I like food.
That's something that's going to get on my nerves this season. Like, I tweeted about it, because I was like, I'm really tired of this trope. That it's like, oh, you're going to be great at a relationship because your parents succeeded.
Right.
At their relationship and are still together, whatever that means.
Oh, my God. But you know who's going to be a dark horse? The one who has, like, the teacup ride trauma and a mom
God,
who
Victoria
is
P.
an addict.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
She's going to be around for a while.
She has a flashcard.
Oh, sorry. We're not there yet.
Batch
location. We're not there yet. I'm slowing down. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I feel like we kind of covered all that there was on Hannah Ann. She started swiping Pete from the other girls. Like, there definitely seemed to be some tension. So I'm waiting to see if that bubbles up to the surface.
She's very good at being polite. We'll give her that.
Good job, Hannah. Good job. Okay, so now we're on to the group date.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to give a shout out to the pilots, like the actual female pilots that they brought in for that. Hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, super hot.
I was
hot.
Very, that's the one moment where I did pay attention because that's,
I was like, oh.
I was like, that's sexy.
Yeah.
And they clearly wanted nothing to do. Like, they must have been paid so much money because they clearly did not want to be there.
Right, like, how did they, like, pull them into that? And then they made them, I felt so bad for the one with that they obviously made her do that line of, like, these ladies look so much better in their uniforms than us, or something like that. I was like,
what?
Stop it. No, they're not filling that out the way you are. Don't worry about it. So, group date. Hot female pilots. Victoria P's Annalise moment. That's what I have written down.
Oh, yeah. She threw up in the gender-neutral bathroom. Yeah, The Bachelor is actually a queer franchise. I don't know if y'all knew. And he comes running over. He's like, I'm so proud of you facing this adversity.
Oh my God, I know. And she's like, she said this line that was just like, I'm just, you know, in life, sometimes you're going to get sick. And you just want to be with someone who is going to comfort you. It's like, who would be like, fuck you, you're sick, go over there, be sick over there, bitch.
Yeah, in a gender-neutral bathroom, bitch.
Gross, get away from me. I'm like, Victoria P seems like that person that is like, who has not, like, someone needs to show you love. Because, like, she also mentioned later on that no one had given her flowers before.
Yeah, and that she's, like, a nurse who's a caretaker and no one's taken care of her before.
Okay,
it's really dark. It's really sad. It's so sad. She put her glasses on, then got a little emotionally vulnerable. It's like, oh, this isn't going to end well.
I know. Okay, Victoria P., we're going to pray for you, Mimi. Light a candle for Victoria P. Okay, so then they made them do this funny, like, obstacle course. And Kelly cheated.
Cheater.
She cheated. And
what do you think Kelly's sign is?
I looked her up, so I actually know her sign. What is it? I can pull it up on my phone. Tammy's a Gemini. I know that for sure.
Literally, when have you been doing all this research?
Yesterday.
You move so fast.
Tony, it was a 3-hour long premiere and I watched it live, so the amount of commercials that I had to find something for my hands to do during. So let's see. Kelly is a Pisces.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
She's like, I didn't cheat. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, and then like later on in the date, like literally she's like, I just can't believe that, you know, I won that challenge. And I got to spend extra time with Pete because I won that challenge. It's like kind of a sign, isn't it? Okay, sure.
Okay.
I'm actually surprised that it didn't become more of like, I'm surprised it didn't become more of a conflict between her and Tammy. Honestly, like, Tammy handled it very maturely, which is like, okay, you're taking the high road, good for you. But if I was Tammy, I would be so upset. Like, I don't care about him getting to spend more time with Kelly. Like, I'd be like, fuck, you cheated. Like, that's ridiculous.
Oh my god, there's the Leo.
You can't just not pay attention to the rules. Like, that would really bother me. More than
there are
the prize.
Rules.
Yeah.
That you must follow.
It's like a pride thing, you know? I don't know, you tarnished that win, is all I'm going to say, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you think about them, like, together and, like, their whole thing? Because they, like, apparently met beforehand.
Right, in that hotel. Ooh.
Wow.
They look cute together. It's so hard with the first episode. I just need to see them spend more time together, but they seem to have a connection.
I think that they do, and then it would be a Leo Pisces pair. Which is interesting.
Which Tony's a big fan of the Leo-Pisces pair.
Yes, I am.
Why is that?
Because my girlfriend is a Pisces.
They're so cute, everybody. I'm really not opposed to Kelly. I don't even really care about her cheating. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was funny how, like, she just didn't get the memo that she, you know what I mean? Like, she just...
If she had been like, I'm gonna cheat. This is a calculated decision to get this one-on-one time. But I think she just kind of was like, boop ba doop ba doo.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Got to go on a plane with Peter. Yeah, I think it's just kind of funny how they play up this whole... Okay.
Hold the phone. I'm interrupting you. Everybody, one of the flashcards is on the table now. And in all capital letters, Tony has written, cheating.
I was gonna skip over the lecture on why cheating is wrong, but since Ingrid pointed it out, just kidding. It's just like the mind writes what it writes. It's fine.
No, I love it. Okay, sorry. Continue.
I hate cheating. Did you know that? The whole thing about their storyline being like it's like a meet cute that they like happen to run into each other at a hotel. It's like, bitch, come on, you know Peter is getting approached by hot women all of the time.
Yeah.
And then they just so happen to like cling on to that one and cast her. They probably had like 10 other women that had met him at some point in time that they were like, oh, let's save her, let's pull her application and, you know, maybe cast her and make that a meet cute.
They probably had all these 10 women and asked them where they met Peter and picked the cutest place.
Oh my god, that is the tea. You know that. They were like, oh, we actually, you know, yeah, she's in Minnesota, so they met in Minnesota. I don't think we can film there. Whatever. I'm interested to see what happens with them because they do seem to have a very natural chemistry.
Yeah.
Okay. turning that one down so you can't read my notes.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Peter's leather jacket, the wrong choice, right?
During his date? I honestly don't remember.
During the competition or challenge, whatever.
Oh, his, I think they were going for like a, what's that one movie?
Top Gun.
That Top Gun thing, you know? And you know what they were trying to do? They were trying to come, this was so like disturbing, I think, of the women. Because they dressed them up as pilots,
yeah.
And they had that whole, like, Top Gun, like, montage shot where they're walking in the mist. Like, that's an actual thing that they were trying to recreate. But then online, everyone was comparing it to, like, this movie Catch Me If You Can, where, like, Leonardo DiCaprio plays a con man who pretends to be a pilot.
Right.
And has all of these, like, hot, like, flight attendants standing with him, like, his, like, posse of flight attendants. I'm like, come on, they're dressed up as pilots. It's obviously a Top Gun reference. Anyway,
fired up.
Moving on. Making them flight attendants. Come on, you already said those three, huh? Okay. Madison, her one-on-one.
Oh. I actually do have a lot to say about this.
Oh, yes. Okay, cool. So maybe you should take this one over.
This is the one where his parents renewed their vows, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just wow.
Just wow. Not even like, hey, mom and dad, we're at the end of the season. This is one of the girls that I feel super, super serious about. Let's make this episode happen.
Yeah.
It was his first date with someone.
I know. Do you think that they were planning on doing a vow renewal and then were like, this could be a cute date? Or do you think they made them do a vow renewal?
They made them do a vow renewal.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not give them too much credit.
It felt very disturbing.
It did feel disturbing, and also, it was just, like, at last season, or I guess during Hannah's Bachelorette season, it felt like Peter, his family was really cute and, like, supportive, and, like, oh, that's, you know, that's cute. He loves his family. But now, it feels like it's, like, almost too obsessive. Like, it's almost, like, too much about his family.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's so obsessed with having, like, a stable home and, like, wanting to be with someone who is, like, exactly that type of family, you know?
They laid
in their
that
background.
On so thick.
You know, the vow renewal thing was so intense. Like, the family is so excited that their vow renewal is going to be on TV for, like, Peter's, you know, bachelor journey. It's
and then there's, like, that terrible... To be clear, I love country music. There's, like, that terrible country music situation, and then they all came out, and he was like, Mom and Dad, you're here? That's so disturbing.
It's like a little heavy. She like catches the bouquet and she's like, I can't believe I caught the bouquet. Like, okay, come on.
Like, how many times did we have her throw that so that you could catch it? And I love her mom totally. Like, it was so hilariously fake her being like, well, great, because I really like you. Like,
no,
like, you don't like her, you've met her once at your vow renewal.
Yeah, it's like, how much do you like, have y'all had a conversation before this conversation? Doubtful. It was so strange. But then again, one of my first dates with an ex was her family's vow renewal, so
I'm sorry. What? I've been your friend since we were 16.
You remember, the 4th of July party.
Are you going to go back and go pee?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God.
So been there.
Wow, is Peter actually a lesbian? Because he's moving at lesbian speed.
He really is. So yeah, gonna go do some editing on that part of the conversation. Okay, the next group date. Hannah B. You know how it was like, I don't remember who was on this date. This whole thing was a horrible Hannah B blur.
Yeah.
But they go into like the theater or whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, spotlight, Hannah B.
Why are they doing this?
I don't know, because we haven't gotten to the part where it's like they're, oh, the whole premise was they were going to talk about sexual experiences, which
right, but then we didn't actually get to
we
that.
Didn't get to that point yet because, you know, Hannah B shows up. So yeah, lights, camera action. Hannah B is like telling them with too much detail probably about mostly just the sexual encounters between her and Peter,
which is Just so mean.
You know what? I think there's layers of mean to this because it's so mean for the women who are there. It's so mean for Peter who has to watch his ex do that. It's so mean for Hannah because I don't think she wanted to be there. You know, like, I feel like they tried to get it. Like, I feel like there's no way she would just do that.
No.
And then, like, afterwards, like, as it was airing, she was all over Twitter just being like, that was the worst. Like, I hated that. So.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was so awkward. And there was, someone even had to go in and, like, build a windmill prop for the whole thing. It was just all very weird. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, and it's just weird to see them go back and forth. They're beating a dead horse, right? Like,
yeah.
They're not going to be together.
Yeah.
And now they're... That's the only part of the episode that felt really real. Like, you know, when you are...
Yes.
You, everyone's done some backsliding, and
yeah.
You are, like, together with an ex, and you're, like, just rehashing all of your shit, and rehashing why it didn't work out, and, like...
This was very queer of them, honestly.
It was.
That whole conversation backstage that they had was, I was like, okay, this reminds me of some things.
When she was like, it was between you and Jed, and he was like, you didn't tell me that. That felt really real, that moment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn, you really meant that.
Yeah, I mean, their conversation, normally their conversations almost seem like it had, like, they have to be really cut and, cut and, you know, edited and... It's mostly about getting the little quotable moments. I feel like this conversation was, like, very real, and it was very uncomfortable to watch because I was like, he, you know, she was like, but you didn't contact me afterwards. Like, you didn't check up on me like Tyler did, you know? It's like, well, if you're really hurt, then you might be thinking maybe she wants space. Like, I can't, you know, I
right.
can't do that. I have to take care of myself. It's just, I could see that happening, like, IRL,
yeah.
like, without all of the reality TV context. And, ooh.
It was messy.
It was messy. It was very messy. And I'm interested to see, I guess, how it... I think it's so funny that he even introduces the idea of her coming into the house, because I'm like, shh, okay. Like, I...
Obviously that's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Like, I would not even suggest that, but I guess we'll see. They left it on a cliffhanger,
LOL.
So we don't know what's gonna happen. Okay, so that's about it, I would say. Looking ahead, question mark.
That's on a flashcard, everybody.
Yeah, that's on my flashcard. Favorites? Are there any other women that stand out to you?
I'm really into the teacup trauma.
You like Victoria P?
I do.
Yeah.
I like, when she put the glasses on, I was like, okay. I'll
yeah.
pay attention.
Yeah, she... Go ahead.
The girl who cried when she only got 2 minutes with him, love her.
Which, during what point? Like, what date?
The one who made the weird dry humor joke that...
Oh, yeah. I don't remember her name. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. That was... I, like, blushed from, like, secondhand embarrassment watching her.
Yeah.
When she was like, you don't remember me making the joke about my vagina never being dry?
Who's like, I'm gonna meet this man that I could marry for the first time. I'm gonna make a joke about my pussy being wet. Like, what?
Him not even remembering her, it's like, not even that you, like, just are, like, not pretty and, like, boring, so you don't stand out at all. It's like, he just wasn't that into it.
I cannot believe that she made that joke.
I know.
That is, like, so crass.
Oh. You just gotta go for it sometimes, I guess.
Oh, my God.
It's like a really bad, like, Tinder, like... message.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you like her?
Yeah, clearly. I mean, she's really messy.
She is really messy. Okay. I think I really like Tammy, just because, I don't know, something about her is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that there will be fights.
I think I have I think there might be. And I think Tammy will be at the center of
it. I really hope so, because I feel like I would not be over it after that whole thing, the obstacle course. Clearly,
I mean,
I'm not over it.
You're not over it. What's Tammy's sign?
She's a Gemini.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is there anything you want to say, like, since it's our first episode of the season, just, like, about yourself for, like, new people that are listening?
Hi, welcome.
You better keep that in the episode. We're really fun.
Yeah, I don't know if you could tell, but we don't take ourselves too seriously here.
We really...
Don't expect anything from us.
Don't have no expectations.
Yeah, just set your bar very low.
And you will be pleased.
You'll be very pleased, I hope.
We just are here to... We're here to have fun.
Yes, we're here to have fun.
We already have friends.
Yeah, we do already have friends.
Okay, well, we love you.
We love you. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends about us. Okay, bye.
Will you accept this, bro?
Will you accept this, bro?
I think we got it.
Yeah, that's really good.